Testing microphone 1 2 1 2. Hello and welcome to another fascinating episode of Small Talk with Obadan. My name is Daniel Obadan. If this is your first time of listening to my podcast, you are welcome to the family. And if not, thank you so much for coming again. You're the best test to test test. You see, I'm sure you can tell from the title what this episode is about. It's something I've always wanted to address, and I'm glad I'm able to do that with you guys on this episode. Well, for clarity, today's episode is about packaging and living a fake life. The issue of packaging and living a fake life is mostly common amongst the youth of this generation. It's mostly common amongst young people. It is understandable that life in this age is driven on the basis of public interest. I mean, if you're a public figure, you get all the attention and support. And because of that, some people decide to use your status on social media as a yardstick for judging your success and your progress, which shouldn't be. Some people do so much to be in the spotlight just to show that they are in sync with what's trending. Some people borrow stuff, some people buy stuff on credit, some people steal stuff. See, I'm sure you must have witnessed a few call-outs on social media pertaining to issues like this, and honestly, it's a shame. It's quite embarrassing. Well, when it comes to packaging and living a fake life, it is necessary that we know what is what, because there's a huge difference between the two. I think packaging is branding. I mean, people and companies do it to be more appealing to prospective customers or acquaintances and to, you know, maintain their relevance to already existing ones. Packaging involves a complete makeover from appearance to personality to carriage and to content. Packaging makes you approachable and packaging makes you ready. However, we must never ever ever place packaging over delivery and integrity, because while packaging gets you through the door, delivery and integrity keeps you inside. Fake life, on the other hand, is simply claiming to be someone you're not, claiming to have something you don't, claiming to do something you can't. Well, when it comes to living a fake life, it takes so much energy. People like to go over the edge. I understand that society puts pressure on us to prove that we're not failures, but habba, we need to take it easy. And mind you, it's completely okay. It's completely okay to fail and not get it right the first time or the second time. That's how you learn and that's how you gain experience. We must not do so much trying to build our public figure at the expense of personal damage. I mean, slow down before you crash and burn. You see, social media makes it worse. Social media is now like the hub for people living fake lives. On social media, you see people posing with expensive cars, claiming it's theirs, posing with expensive gadgets, claiming it's theirs, posting fake plane tickets, posing with borrowed designer accessories, just doing so much. Like, I mean, it's okay if you're like an influencer and you get paid to do these things, but you're not an influencer. Nobody's paying you. You saw a Ferrari on the street and you took a picture with it and now you're claiming it's yours. Okokunle, calm down. The worst is when people suddenly develop a fake accent. Like, how is that even possible? You've not even been abroad. Like, you just went to the airport. Some people travel to Lagos and come back with an accent. Like, how is that even possible? I have no idea. The truth is, there is nothing wrong with being a lover of good things. Everyone loves good things. I love good things. But if your expensive gadget doesn't add to your value, help you increase your value, I don't think you need it. I have an iPhone. I bought it after what seemed to be like a lifetime of saving, only because I love to put out quality content like this one, where I don't have to struggle with, you know, posting and editing and so many other things. Just a phone that makes everything easy for you. Seriously, what's the point of posing to be a millionaire when your account is in severe pain? What's the point of posing to be something you're not? After this, then you go back home and, you know, struggle for food or something. The reality of life is something we cannot escape from. The sincerity of our reality helps us identify what we need to develop or drop, and it helps us to know what to focus on. It helps us to focus on what is important. Do you understand? The truth about living a lie is that you attract fake people who show you fake love, because they're only there for the benefits. That's if there are even benefits. They lead you to fake places, but you end up in real confusion at the end of the day. The confusion and the troubles and the struggle at the end isn't fake. It's real. Now, I'm sure you know what is what, and I love to say that you know, if you're doing the format, that is, if you're packaging, keep growing, keep building your brand and your content. But if you're on the other table and you're living a fake life, I think you need to stop and think. It is better you focus that energy into something real, into something progressive. Start building yourself, start building your craft, because people don't just want to know who you are, what you have, or what family you're from, or what you understand. People want to know what you can do and how well you can do what you can do. So think about it. Packaging and living a fake life takes so much energy, but one gets you where you want to be, the other not so much. So why not just focus the energy you put into trying to live a fake life into packaging and being a better person? Just think about it. Well, on that note, I've come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Till I come your way again next week with another fire content. Stay blessed. Ta-ta.